his theme this year is Be the Pig's Champion. And that means every pig. So often we think of commercial production within ASV, and to be honest, that is what the majority of our members focus on. But a pig is a pig, right? So any shape, size, or location, we, and when I say we, I mean you, really, you, the swine veterinarians, and everybody, every veterinarian member of ASV, you are the champions of the pig, of pig health, pig welfare, show pigs, niche market pigs, pet pigs. You are still the expert in swine medicine.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com. Farm Health Guardian, digital technology for better biosecurity.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name is Dr. Clayton Johnson, and I'm the host of the podcast. And it is my pleasure to welcome onto the podcast this week, Dr. Abby Cannon. Dr. Cannon is the Director of Public Health and Communications for the American Association of Swine Veterinarians. Abby, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I've had the pleasure of working with you for years, Abby, but I know there may be somebody out there that hasn't met you. So why don't you start with a little introduction for the audience?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk a little bit about ASV. So I am one of a very small staff at ASV. I live in Northern Iowa and oversee the committees at ASV, oversee all public health issues, and then a lot of our internal and external communications. But in addition to my roles, every staff member is very involved in planning and delivering the ASV annual meeting.
Yeah. Well, you guys certainly have amazing quality, even if you don't have a huge quantity of folks that work there at ASV. The annual meeting is always a highlight for the membership. I've been going to it, Abby, since before I had a lot of gray in my hair. You're coming off of the planning meeting, and I'm sure you're full of ideas and creative juices coming out of that. Talk to us about what the planning committee talked about. What are the things that we think ASV practitioners are going to want to hear next year?
Yeah, so I am thrilled to talk about what we've got in the works. Dr. Carricker, Lott Carricker from Iowa State, is the program chair this year. So he put together a fantastic planning committee that started at the 2024 annual meeting. So believe it or not, we take a breather for about a day after the annual meeting and start planning right away as soon as we get back. His theme this year is Be the Pig's Champion. And that means every pig. So often we think of commercial production within ASV. And to be honest, that is what the majority of our members focus on. But a pig is a pig, right? So any shape, size, or location, we, and when I say we, I mean you, really, you, the swine veterinarians, and everybody, every veterinarian member of ASV, you are the champions of the pig, of pig health, pig welfare, show pigs, niche market pigs, pet pigs. You are still the expert in swine medicine.
Well, I think it's important for veterinarians to understand that if you aren't the champion of the pig, who is going to be, right? You are uniquely trained to evaluate the health, the well-being, the performance of the pig. There are certainly people out there that have technical expertise in very specific areas, but the veterinarian not only is uniquely trained, but they're at the farm. And there are not many other technical experts in pig production that go to the farms and see the pigs. So it almost puts you in a position of where you can and should advocate for the pig, even if the opportunity maybe isn't directly in the drugs and bugs category. Any particular topics that came up as you guys prepped for the meeting, Abby? Anything you want to kind of highlight as a teaser for the audience on the theme and then the specific talks that are going to be given?
Yeah, so I can't share too much because we're still in the early stages. And we do have an agenda. We've got an outline of a program. So some of you listeners will probably be contacted to be speakers in the next few weeks. But we'll announce that agenda this fall, early fall. Along with that, the room blocks will open. Kind of everything comes out close to the same time. But as far as topics go, there is something for everybody at this meeting. So again, whether you're commercial production or you see those show pigs or you see those pet pigs, or you just want to be ready to answer some questions when your non-swine veterinarian calls you about an individual pig question. And so often we say, I don't really know, because we don't treat a lot of individual animals. But this meeting is going to have something for everybody. So really focusing on being the pig's champion and showing up and claiming that expertise that we are the experts in animal health.
Yep. Well, I think, Abby, it's important that we talk a little bit about the meeting as a whole. And you mentioned that, you know, people might be getting reached out to as speakers in the coming weeks and months. And I would tell you, Abby, don't worry about emailing Clayton. I think the pig, being the champion of the pig, sounds great. The agenda sounds great. But this meeting's in California, Abby. And as a diehard Midwesterner, I don't think that I can go to California. You know, they've got Proposition 12 in place. I see things on the news, Abby, that make me concerned about California. So you can probably just skip me. There's no way you could talk me into coming.
I appreciate that question. And you are not the first one to ask that question or have those concerns. So we've heard from some people a little bit of hesitation about the location, which is in San Francisco, California. Two things that we're hearing. So we heard the general attitude about how the West perceives pork production in California and San Francisco specifically impacting that. The second we hear is safety, right? So there's been a lot in the news the last couple of years about the safety in San Francisco. And the first thing that I'll say is it's a city, right? Most of our meetings are held in large cities and cities have good areas and bad areas. There's places where you don't want to go left, but it's okay to go right. And you might not want to go out at night. But I'll tell you that the property that we're at is beautiful. We have safeguards and measures in place. Just be thoughtful of your actions anywhere in any big city and keep those in mind. The second thing about the Prop 12 and the attitude of California and things like that, this is where we show up. And I want to say that louder, show up and claim your expertise in animal health, that you swine veterinarians are the experts in animal health and animal welfare. And if we don't claim that, somebody else will. So when we think about sites for ASV meetings, those are planned years in advance. And San Francisco itself was booked in 2017. We were supposed to be there in 2021, but ended up having a virtual meeting instead because of COVID. And we were lucky to be able to switch this to the future instead of paying an obscene amount of money to get out of a contract. So we're in a contract and there's nothing that we can do about that. So if you decide not to show up, you may be surrendering and letting somebody else claim that expertise in swine health, but you're also not doing a thing to hurt California. If you decide to boycott the meeting because you don't want to be in California, that's not going to make a difference to California or San Francisco. It is going to hurt the association. ASV is still responsible for the cost of the meeting, for hotel rooms, whether we fill them or not. So we hope we can convince people to come because of that. And it's going to be a fantastic meeting, again, with something for everybody. And Clayton Johnson, you most absolutely will be there because you have been selected as the Howard Dunn Lecturer. And we're thrilled to have you there for that. And Kara Hayden will follow with the Alex Hogg Lecture. So two fantastic featured speakers during our general session.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholera suis and Typhimurium, Enterosol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
Yeah. Well, and Abby, I started this off tongue in cheek, right? But of course I'm going to be there. And of course I would encourage everybody to show up and be there. And if you have concerns about the location, you know, I'd encourage you to reach out to the ASV staff, right? You know, small but mighty, and ask them for details about the safety, the location, the venue, right? How should I transport myself from the airport to there? That there's going to be well thought out plans for all that stuff. I would also encourage you to just, you know, settle those fears down, right? Like, I've heard people say some crazy things about, like, oh, well, you know, there's drug use on the TV in San Francisco. Well, I know it's crazy, but in small town Midwest towns, there's occasionally drug use there too. Right. Like, let's not forget exactly like the risks that we all live with every single day. So I would encourage everybody to come, and specifically with the location, Abby, there is some advantage for our international visitors. We'll be in San Francisco, where there's pretty outstanding air traffic to a lot of parts of Asia that maybe it's difficult to get to the middle of the U.S. or to get certainly to the East Coast. But we maybe have a good opportunity to host some of our international colleagues that also have to champion for the pig in their own region.
Yes, and that's a great call out to our international attendees. We've been growing back since COVID. You know, we, of course, during those years, our international attendance decreased, but same thing, we are optimistic that that's going to be an easier location, especially for a lot of our Asian colleagues coming from those countries. And something for everybody. There will also be information about global swine health included in this program.
Abby, I want to thank you for all the work you put into this program and all the work you put into ASV in general. We are truly blessed to have you, to have Harry, to have Sue, and I shouldn't even run down the list of names, right? But because I don't want to forget anybody. You guys have an amazing staff and can't thank you enough for everything you do, not only to put on this meeting, but to take good care of our membership in general. We would not be as strong of veterinarians if we did not have your support to make us better. And nowhere do we get better than at the ASV annual meeting.
Well, it is an honor to serve you in this role, and I'm thrilled for this meeting. I'm excited, and I look forward to seeing everybody else in 2025 at the annual meeting.
Yep, I echo that. If you're thinking at all about skipping this one, don't. Show up. Be present. Have a voice. There will be discussions. If you avoid the discussion, you are accepting the outcome from it. And I can't encourage everybody here enough. Register, show up, attend, and participate. You will grow from the uncomfortable conversations that you inevitably have in life. You won't grow if you surround yourself by people that look like you, sound like you, and say the same things as you. So thank you very much for Abby for coming on the podcast. And thank you to our audience for listening and making this possible. If you haven't visited the Swine Health Black Belt website, please take a moment to go there. You can check out all of our previous episodes. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to the podcast so you catch our new episodes that come out every Friday. For Dr. Abby Cannon, I'm Dr. Clayton Johnson. Please have a great rest of your day.